coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Teddy Stefaniak coming in today. And of course, with Mandy Wilkie, some great folks. We've got some more great guests coming up. But first, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, I can sit here all day and talk about their quality, but let's talk to somebody that has them in their house.
I do, but and you are...
Getting
looking at you're yes. looking at Pella windows. I know you need a new window door. And even when we're talking to Mandy too, about Ledgeview, what an impact, not impact, what a statement you can make with really nice doors.
And that's, Ben and Deanna Malcor talk about that all the time.
You know, the front door, it's the whole front porch thing that we have in Astor neighborhood. And yeah, people, the family sits around the table and actually picks out the door.
Because
it's a little bit of a statement. Then Pella comes in and they...
It's a big statement.
It can be a big statement. That's true. It's a big statement. Yeah, and we're just so, I've said this, but we're so pleased with our windows that we got from
and
Pella.
And what's it called? RTO?
Our return on the investment was great for us, especially with the heat.
Yeah.
We're not big air-conditioned people, but it saved us a ton of money in heat. And like, you always look at, you know, how long is your payback? 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, you know, like solar's 20 years. It's much better now. I shouldn't diss solar. But you know, you can get your money back in a couple of years with, if you can really reduce your heat bill. And we did that. So I, and the other thing I just want to say about Pella, you know, our house is old, but there's no matter what the house is, they come in and, you know, with their laptop and give you 5-6 different options, colors, styles, and then you can take that and change it all and multiple things. And then this is what you want. And this is, and they install it too, which I like because, I mean, that's part of the reason you save your heat bill.
Absolutely.
The right installation. So, yeah, Pella's awesome. And, you know, they're local, which is great. I always like to do business with local people. And that's also the company, you know, Pella, they do a lot for the community too. I mean, you know, I work at NEW and the community shelter, they give to us. They give to many, many things. Boy, they're big in the Boys and Girls Club and everything else. So I'm a big fan of Pella, and I'm happy to stand behind them because they sure stood behind us the last 20 years with our windows and doors.
Check it out, PellaWI.com.
All right. So, hey, we talk a lot on this show about great things in Green Bay, and then we talk about some of the challenges we have. And when we talk about Green Bay being, you know, number one city a couple of years ago and still in the top 10 cities, one of the things that we're doing right, and our next guest is going to really lean into this a little bit more, is Larry Nicodem, who is a licensed, what are you, alcohol rehab? What do you call yourself? Closer to Mike, Larry.
A certified clinical substance abuse counselor.
Okay. We didn't call you that. No, he was that nice guy. That nice guy that helped me with a problem.
That's what your mom would say. Who's that nice guy?
That's helping you with that problem, Jim. So anyway, Larry has been in the industry 30, 40 years, and we're celebrating Recovery Month, which started back in 1989. But we have a big event coming up on September 14th at Bay Beach. And I know, John, you've been there. I've been there. I've spoken at it. The Judge Hammer. And September 14th from 10 to 2 at Bay Beach. It's just sober Green Bay. And Larry, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you have been on the show before and you talked, things are tough out there. There's a lot of alcohol. I was reading this article. It was a trivia question. Seven of the drunkest cities are in one state. If you're in Oregon, would you probably pick California, maybe New York, because they've got, you know, 10 times our size or, you know, not 8 times our size. But it's Wisconsin.
That's a culture.
Yeah.
You know, and yet when I talk to you, you know, before the show, you feel like we're making some inroads.
Yeah. Actually, I received an article emailed to me from an organization that I'm a part of, which is called the American Society of Addiction Medicine. It's been around for many years and is predominantly administered by medical doctors who specialize in addiction. And some research recently came out that, and can I read a piece
of
this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, that's good.
the end of it says, we know that there's more, that young adults and youth who vape are at higher risk for initiating tobacco and cannabis use, and vaping is on the rise. However, young people are communicating the warning signs of our modern world and are indicating that our society and world are in serious trouble.
Cool.
The reality is, though, that the use of alcohol among young people is going down.
And that's where it's got to start. I mean, I would never give up on anybody, but some of this culture that we have here of, you know, the drunkest cities being, you know, Madison, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, La Crosse. And some people, that's almost a little bit of a badge of honor, you know?
Yeah.
Which is really
wrong. They're like proud of it.
Right.
Like, it's like in college, who's selected as the best party school, you know?
Can I share some research that was done? And they picked out 4 universities in the country. Okay, 1 in the north, 1 in the south, 1 in the east, and 1 in the west. Asked one question for, you know, each of these schools, hundreds of students. One question: what's your favorite drink? In all the schools except the northern school, 80%+ of the answers were anything but alcohol. The northern school, 90% of the answers were alcohol, an alcoholic drink. That school was University of Wisconsin.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, I
and proud of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're proud of it.
But
now they're looking at lowering the age, the drinking age. Okay. And
it was 18 when
we were in high school.
When we picked up the problem.
And some of that push is coming from universities.
Really?
Well, it's the money that's pushing it.
Exactly.
But yeah. I mean, that's but I really
isn't this the first year they're serving beer at Badger games?
Right.
Or is that next year? One of these years.
Yeah.
No,
I think coming
it's
up.
This, yeah. This,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
Which is a huge, huge, huge step.
Again, it's even in this city.
Well, even at GB, they used to say that the guys would play out on campus because they couldn't serve beer.
No.
And now there's beer.
Yeah. I don't know. The only way you're going to fix this is you're not going to cut off the supply. There's too much money in it. It's you got to cut off the demand. If you want people to be there, you got to control the demand, not cut off the demand. I just want to pick up on what you said. I think you are spot on with younger people thinking it's not as glamorous as a recreation as it was maybe, I don't know, when I was their age. I talked to my brother about this. He's in Minneapolis. He goes, my kids don't drink. And why is that, Larry? Are they scared? Do they have more? Why do you think younger people aren't drinking as much as we did when we were their age?
It says right here, it's because young Americans are helping drive a more sensible and sobering view on alcohol use. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't on my list.
And the Gallup polls, it says here, indicates the largest gap ever between young and old regarding the negative health impacts of alcohol use.
Yeah, it is. It's different, which can be awkward, right? I mean, you go to your parents' house and they got all this alcohol out and you don't want to drink. So we all got to try harder. Tell me about this recovery month, though,
sure,
which is this month. And I want to really get into this event as well, because I just think it's awesome what you do there. But recovery month, I mean, what are we really celebrating?
Well, we're celebrating the people who are sober, who are in recovery, who are working at changing their life, who are disengaging from the culture of using and becoming part of the non-using culture. And so we're celebrating, you know, their achievements and them being able to do that.
And sometimes you have to pick new friends.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know, and this Celebrate Recovery, they really have something in common. And what's not in common is they were alcoholics. What's in common is that they're in recovery.
Right.
That's the beauty of this thing. And boy, do they get along.
And they've changed their life.
Yeah.
They've changed their life and they're supporting one another.
Right.
You know.
And the families, people who aren't necessarily in recovery, but spouses, kids, they're all welcome to this event.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just simply recovery, okay? It's about, you know, Sober Green Bay. And that's, you know, that's what's sponsoring this, is Sober Green Bay, you know? And it's about, you know, taking a look at the use of these substances, in particular alcohol. And you don't have to have a drinking problem to not drink or to stop drinking.
Right.
I was at an event a long time ago with my wife, and my wife asked me if I would, you know, go up to the bar and get her a diet soda. And I went up there, And I'm standing there with some, and somebody else was standing there who had been drinking, you could tell. And he looked at me kind of puzzled, looked at the bartender, and he asked, "Is that all you're going to get in that?" And I looked at him, and I said, "Oh, yes, thank you." And I looked at the bartender, and I said, "Could you put a straw in that, please?"
Yeah.
And now he looks at me, and he says, "Oh, you're one of those." And I go, "One of those?" And he goes, "Yeah, an alcoholic." And I go, "No, I'm an alcohol counselor."
Wow.
And he turned around and left.
Is there almost a stigma sometimes?
Yeah.
But I think that's changing. Look at Larry. Look what's going on. And I'm going to get a couple people on for my Lean Local show. Not this Sunday. Next Sunday they're coming on to talk. But they're actually making shirts this year, like Sober Green Bay.
Yep.
They, and remember we took some of the people to the Bullfrog, whatever that, what's the baseball?
The baseball, yeah.
Booyah. Or I mean the Rockers.
The Rockers.
Rockers.
Yeah. And that
they've changed name. Each couple of years they've had a different name.
But it was, there was that whole sober section. And I thought that was really cool when this year they're actually making shirts to wear that they're so proud of being sober. Now that's a culture change.
And yeah, we have a culture at the shelter I work at, and they're having shirts made, okay, for their group of individuals. And these individuals, you know, I do groups there, and the people that come to that group, they are there to support one another. It's a safe place, and when they leave the shelter, most of the time, if they're going, say, to the library or to the museum, they don't go by themselves. They go two or three, you know, to keep one another safe and strong.
Right.
That's great.
A little bit of buddy system, and, you know, they need that because their other friends, in quotations, weren't like that.
Right.
Let's stop and get a drink before we go to the museum. Let's stop and get a drink before we go to this, that, or let's have a beer at the game.
Or let's drink and not go to the museum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess that's probably a bigger thing. But I think, Larry, I just want to applaud you. And really, there are a lot of volunteers that put this thing together. And this is at Bay Beach, you know, which is just a great place, obviously, right on Bay Beach Road. And it's, you know, it's free meal and ride tickets for the first 100 families. So bring your family there. You know, there's that whole resource fair as well, where they can get information and learn about it. Obviously, great music. And we just need to keep this culture going. I mean, I understand the economics behind alcohol, but I also understand, you know, people need to live a good life. So
especially
thanks for
our children.
You're doing. Yeah, you bet. All right, Larry, thanks for coming in. We will
great stuff,
see you September 14th, 10 to 2, Bay Beach. Celebrate recovery.
And thanks for all the things you do at his place over there.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Serious, it's a great program.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to be right back. Mind on the Mayor right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a gorgeous Thursday morning. 61 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. It's going to be a beautiful night right here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Got some nice texts coming our way today. Vicky said she was up in the UP and just can't believe how beautiful it is around Marquette, which is true. If anybody has been, I'm encouraging you and Donna to go up there.
Well, I want a leafing report.
Yes.
Because I was telling you.
I'll send you back some pictures. I'm going up this week. It's a little early.
No, it's too early.
But it won't be too much longer. I'll be honest with you.
But and Johnny and I, you know, and we have Brittany Merlot that comes in and gives you the weather report. And
yeah,
of course, Ted Stefaniak with the sports report. A lot of people get the sports report. But this leafing report. So
leafing report. We need leafing reports, people.
Well, let me tell you why we need leafing reports.
Well, you know, we need what's her name? In Wausau.
Brittany.
She'll give our WASA.
Which
we got
is beautiful
some people
up there
in Madison. We got different people in Madison area. Please give us a leafing report.
And we need somebody on the ground
further
in
north.
Marinette.
Yes.
We need somebody, like you got to call one of your friends.
Yes.
But I was telling these guys that leafing out in Maine and Vermont, and it's just like it's big, big business. And people, a lot of people from Boston go up there, but a lot of people travel. And my wife and I did that. And you know, float there. The rental car was super expensive. It was over $100 a day for a rental car. That was crazy. Hotels, we stayed in. But you got to go see the leaves. You got to see it. So we did and drove around. And it was fun. I got some great pictures and beautiful leaves. But then you come back and, like, they're really not that much better than Wisconsin. Actually, sometimes there's areas in Wisconsin that are more beautiful. And you say there's that place up in Marinette where you take the chairlift.
Marquette.
Oh.
Marquette Mountain.
I want to do that.
You take the chairlift up during the peak of the season.
I mean, I think that's gorgeous. Really cool.
Yeah. Vicky said that she just texted in on Facebook that trees are starting to turn up there a little bit.
They are.
And a leafing report from Madison, Michael says there are leaves on the trees.
So there you go. All right. Well,
give Michael the bell. Yeah. Give Michael the bell. Michael gets the bell.
I don't
Thanks
think
for that report, Michael.
Don't think Michael's going to be long term, but thank you for calling that
well,
in.
Well, I will be in the Gwynn, Michigan area.
Yeah.
This weekend, so I will send you some pictures.
August, September. Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be fun, and I just... and
well, there has to have a frost first, doesn't it? Do you have to have a frost?
No.
No.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. No.
No.
I've got a tree in my backyard that's turning now, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Very early this year.
That's cool.
Can
anyway.
Have those cold spells in the morning, a couple days there.
Yeah, maybe. Speed it up a little bit.
But all right.
Anyway, so that will be, you know, you tune into Mine on the Mare, it's... We're the only station that offers a leafing report.
Can we have that a couple times a week, Todd, to get a sponsor
Todd,
for that?
Yeah. Todd, you
like
find
a
some...
leaf blower company?
Yeah, well, that, but I think, I don't know what the music he's going to find for leafing, but he'll figure something out.
I know what it's going to be.
All the leaves are brown.
that's a good one.
And the skies are gray.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we will do the leafing report because, you know, and that's something you can take your mom to. Just go
absolutely.
For a drive.
Different areas.
Kids like it. They can learn a little bit. What's that called? Photosynthesis?
Osmosis?
Say it again,
Jim.
it's the leaves changing, and that's...
Yeah.
And you can get really into... A little bit deeper into the whole beauty of death and all that.
Or you could do Kid Rock all summer long, where he's... The leaves began to change. Remember that, Todd?
Yeah.
What's the lyrics to that?
I'll go with Mamas and Papas.
Okay.
Over
yeah,
him
that,
any
that
day.
Is, okay. That is, that, that's going to be great music for our leafing report.
All right.
All right. We got to get people on the ground, though. I mean, Brittany, for sure, she's going to be the best. And
we need a Uper one.
I don't know about this Wes listening in Madison.
Wes listening in Madison.
Maybe I can get our friend Sean from Marinette.
Yes.
Right?
That'd be fine. He will be great.
Yeah.
That guy will be great. We'll get Sean from Marinette.
Yeah, Sean from Marinette.
All right.
Okay. When I had to run upstairs to grab that book, I grabbed the roster thing I put together. I always put together my own.
Shut up. Is that your roster thing?
Yeah, this is what I
put. Wow, that's laptop not working?
Laptop? What's a laptop?
I love doing it all by hand, color-coded with digital magic markers. Yeah. That's how I do my sheets.
The magic markers remind me a little bit, gentlemen, of like girls in school that would write their boyfriend's name on their books. Remember that?
I never had that, but yeah.
It's smart.
Kimberly.
So I'm going to read you the offensive line for both teams.
All right.
Okay.
Who is this?
Start with Bayport. Okay. Just to let you know the sizes.
Okay.
Offensive line. Right guard, Luke Weinberg, 6'3", 225. Oh. Alex Michaels, 6'5", 280 pounds.
Wow.
Alex Warden, 6'6", 260 pounds. David Provo, 6'5", 265 pounds. Aiden Dirksen, 6'6", 280 pounds.
Man.
That's Bayport offensive line for Kimberly.
That's a lot of groceries.
Nate Rathcap, 6'5", 285 pounds. Yosef Fatana, 6'3", 270 pounds. Quinn Hoffman, 6'4", 250 pounds. Grayson Chalupny, 6'5", 245. Isaac Hipp, 6'3", 260 pounds. And Cy Frain, 5'11", 225. Is that amazing?
Wow. Amazing? That one kid's close to 300.
Oh, yeah. We'll have 300-pounders. Yeah. Nate Rathcamp, 6'5", 285 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. 6'6", 280 for Bayport. Yeah. I remember when the first pro... I remember like a Ron Hallstrom was like, wow, is he big?
Yeah.
Because he was like 6'5", or 6'6", and 300 pounds. And it's like, holy man. By the way, tomorrow, we're going to have somebody on that's... We had him on... Has it been a year? Maybe.
A lot of this stuff's been a year now.
But Tony?
Yeah, that's been about a year.
About a year. We got Tony Mandridge coming out tomorrow.
Because it was during, right, isn't tonight the Hall of Fame dinner?
I don't know. The Hall of Fame dinner?
You know, at Packers.
Oh, Packers Hall of Fame.
Isn't that tonight?
I don't know.
And it was around that time we had Tony on.
Okay.
So anyway, it is tonight. And
okay.
You're not going.
I'm a little busy.
Anyway, yes. It's been a year since we've had him on. And two things. He's a great, great person and talk about recovery and everything else he's done with his life. But we need to get him back to Green Bay. He hasn't been here in, like, what do you say, 28 years or something? Yeah, we got to get him back here.
No question about it.
Great guy. Great, great guy.
He's turned his life around completely. But I told him, I said, you know what? He even said, what are you going to talk about? And he's been great. Todd's been following the thread of going back and forth. And I had the time wrong. He's like, oh, 7:30 Arizona time. Yeah, that's not a problem. And Todd texts me, goes, no, you got the time wrong. I had to email Tony back, say,
yeah,
it would be 6:30. And he's like, I'll still do it. No problem. Cool. But he asked what we're going to talk about. I said, you know what I want to talk about? Just what it's like heading into a season, how different the NFL is now, just from when he played even. Not that many. It shouldn't seem like that many years ago, but when they used to have two-a-days and hitting every day and just beating guys up before the start of the season and just a bunch of things like that.
That'd be fun.
We'll touch on his recovery and talk about the gentleman here just now with Nick, but the main thing we want to talk about is just the football side of life.
All right.
So we're going to have Tony Madrich on tomorrow to talk about that.
That'd be great. Great guy. Great guy.
So it's going to be fun.
And then is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's our music?
I don't know.
Do we know, Todd?
We do. The music this Friday, tomorrow, brought to you by Heights Pub and Parlor.
Yes.
Dan Rafferty, part of Dueling Pianos.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, man, those guys are so much fun.
Is he going to bring in any kind of a thing that we can do a little piano? Yeah. Music? Yeah. I'm representing Heights today with my very cool Heights pullover.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
These are cool. I like these
every time I wear my hat, people are like, that's a really cool hat. I know. Hat.
They have good hats.
They got really cool hats.
Too.
I know. We got some fun guests coming up here in just a little bit. Sherry Omrick and Matt Creasy, Kayak Wisconsin and Brown County Director of Parks. Now, I will say this. You scoffed earlier.
You scoffed
when I said I love kayaking.
I did.
You scoffed.
I did. I did.
Why did you scoff?
Because he can't swim, and I didn't think you liked the water that much. So
I love the water. Just because I can't swim doesn't mean...
But you talk about buying a boat. Have you kayaked?
Yes.
Where?
You know where?
Jim, your face is classic.
in Door County at Bayshore. Bayshore, beautiful place on the water. And they give you kayaks. You don't even have to rent them. They loan you kayaks. And Dom and I did it up and down the shoreline. We'll call Dom to verify
it. I want to call Bayshore.
All right, call Dom.
My kid would lie for me, too.
That we've kayaked.
Okay, all right.
We are kayakers. We're a family of kayakers, okay. Jim.
All right.
Back after this.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We're having a fun time here on a Thursday morning. Right now, we've got Sherry Omrick and Matt Creasy coming on. Kayak Wisconsin, Brown County Director of Parks. I don't know if you guys were listening earlier, but I mentioned that I was a kayaker.
Okay.
Yes.
And John mentions a lot of stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Jim did one of these. Did one of those, okay? I have a gentleman on the phone right now that can verify my kayaking experience. Dom, are you there?
Okay. This is his kid. Here.
Dom, you're live on the air. Keep it clean. Jim does not believe that we're a kayaking family.
Dom?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. What would you think when you say a kayaking family? What comes to mind?
I mean, that sounds pretty, you know, that's pretty intense.
Pretty regular,
like people
right?
in Washington State.
Right.
You know,
once a week really for sure. Maybe twice a week.
Bars, things like that.
A kayak family would own kayaks, 2, 3, 4 kayaks. They'd have the thing on their car to haul the kayaks.
It broke.
So you know, that...
Jim, you bring up good details.
He just thinks I'm going to slide by this stuff. And it's been a year, but I'm wising up to your dad. So a kayak family, he said, look, we are a kayak family. I'm going to call Dom to verify it. So now let's answer the question. Is the Mino family a kayak family?
Has the Mino family kayaked before?
Thank you, Dom. Okay. Okay. Give him the bell, Todd. Give him the bell.
You are a good son. Don't embarrass Dad. Yes. Okay. I believe you've kayaked before. I wouldn't say the Jim Schmidt family is a skydiving family, and yet you've gone once. So, did you enjoy it? Let me ask you that.
I did. I enjoy kayaking more than canoeing, for example.
All right. Do you kayak? The answer is kind of no, right, Dom? In terms of, is the Mino family a kayaking family? You have kayaked. I'll give you that.
Have I kayaked?
Yes. There you go. That's all. We can leave it right there.
Thanks for coming. Dom,
thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Thanks for being on the show. Dominic Mino, look at the time. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate that. So there you go.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Sherry and Matt.
Hey, we've established that we have kayakers in the house.
Thank you.
I actually think you can be a kayaking family without that equipment.
Thank you.
If you have a good rental partner.
Exactly. Because it's you got to get the racks up on top of your thing and everything like that, right?
Okay. You rent it three times, you can buy one.
Whatever. Hi, Sherry. Hi, man. Tell us a little bit, first of all, your whole kayaking and everything that's going on around here.
And Matt, of course, who runs the parks for the county and kayak launches and everything else. We'll get to that. But Sherry, tell us about your...
Sure. Well, Dom was a great lead-in because a Kayak Wisconsin started because I think it's very challenging to get kayaks to the location that you want to go enjoy kayaking. I don't even transport kayaks, and I would be considered a kayak family.
There you go. Thank you. This is not going well for you.
It's fine. It's fine. The Kayak Wisconsin started in Wrightstown on the Fox River. So we partnered with that municipality first because there are a lot of people that like to go kayaking but struggle to get the kayak to the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the kayaks are located right on the water. It's a Bluetooth rental. So you make your reservation. We give you access to the Bluetooth locks. You unlock it and you take off.
You good with that?
That's cool.
Which I had no idea what you just said.
No, that's very, very cool. I mean, that is
self-serve. That's awesome.
Kayak rental.
It is self-serve kayak rentals.
That is awesome. And how many of those Bluetooth do you have around town?
I have quite a few. We have four locations. And there are a lot of Bluetooth locks at each location. And we walk
through. Do you have one right here?
Through.
The city deck? Do you have
when I'm on the trail, isn't there a sign to play kayak launch?
Well, kayak launches we have.
Oh.
So Kayak Wisconsin also partnered with Brown County Park. So we have one of the stations at Lily Lake, which is the only public inland lake in Brown County. Yeah. So it is a fascinating location
for
everybody.
That's a beautiful little lake. Yeah.
That's where that partnership comes in. And I have to echo Sherry with Kayak Wisconsin that one of the challenges is you got to get these darn things from your backyard
exactly
to the top of your car. And the frustration at that point, you might as well just go to the local establishment and eat a burger instead of go kayaking.
Yeah.
Now you just can get in the car and for a few bucks, you have a kayak, you have a life jacket, you have a paddle, and your kayak launch is right there.
That's cool.
And
that's very cool. That is awesome.
When you're tired, you don't have to go and sell the thing on Marketplace. You can just put it back on the rack and wait for the next person.
Well, that's seriously having a boat. I'd love to have a boat, but I'd hate to trailer it any place and have people watch you back it in and do all those and re-trailer.
That I wouldn't like either.
No.
But they do have those, you know, kayak walk things too. I mean, look, I think the rental thing is great. Let's stick with that. I want to know where your locations are. And then I want to talk, can you get a leader? Let's say you're a novice. Will you show up and take a group?
Yes, I do some groups. I used to try to coordinate them far in advance. But what I've found is that people will reach out that they're nervous to kayak. And I'm just kind of, I run it kind of small town where, like, I keep a list of people that want to learn. And then I just send them all messages. Hey, you want to go on Monday? And then I'll just bring them out.
Oh, that's a great way to do it.
That is. And they'll do it because that's such a awesome way to see a great part of Green Bay. I think we talk about this often, but seeing your city from the water is just something not a lot of people get a chance to do for whatever reason. And kayaking has opened that up and pretty cool. I mean, I like, you know, boats are fun, but you know, even here just on this little, you know, the river.
East River.
Yeah. I mean, that's just,
you know, I want to piggyback off of that. The water. So we live in a community that is surrounded by water. And that water can be intimidating for some people, the Bay of Green Bay and things. And we know our economic impact on that water is $264 million a year just from the fishing industry. But I don't want to bring a kayak out on the bay.
No.
To have these kayak launches and available at some of our rivers and lakes and things is an incredible way to get people out on the water and enjoy it.
Have you ever seen those kayaks that have pedals? Like, I know a lot of guys that fish now use those. Those are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
I guess it's a matter of, do you want your arms tired or your legs?
Right. I know.
Right. Yeah. They don't tip. They're safer than, like somebody said about, they're safer than canoes, right? I mean, I don't know. Are they statistically? I would think they are, but I don't know.
Well, I think one thing that's nice about where the kayak rentals are is there's typically a kayak launch there, an ADA launch. So at that point, whether you're in a wheelchair or you're mobile, you can sit down.
Oh, that's
because
awesome.
When you have a kayak on the water, that's where most accidents happen, trying to get in and out.
You sit in there, you can YouTube videos all day long and watch people flip over and laugh at them.
Yeah.
But this way, the way that it's set up here is it's stable, doesn't matter who you are, and you just send yourself
just
in the water.
Just go down the rollers.
There's a little lake up in the UP, I'm not going to say the name of it, that has beautiful brook trout fishing. And a buddy of mine sends me pictures, but it's you can't have a boat, can't have a motor, so people use kayaks, and they use those as watching. But I think I would have an issue trying to maneuver, have a fish on, trying to net it.
Oh, yeah, you
would. One
yeah,
person. No. How do you think I would do?
Terrible. That, all right. That's
could you help me on that?
We're still with
absolutely.
The,
thank you.
We're still trying to chew gum. And on Elkhart Lake, there's no motorized vehicles, so it's like super cool to kayak on Sundays up there. So yeah, it's a great thing, and I think it's like super safe, right? I mean, maybe you don't have the statistics, but they just seem wider and safer than canoes.
Well, you're sitting lower; you're almost sitting at water level. Where a canoe, you're a foot or more above the water. So yeah, with a kayak,
more top
you're,
heavy.
Yep, okay, you're down low and
got a good base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are different kinds of kayaks. So all of our kayaks are sit on top. So there's sit in kayaks and then there's sit on kayaks.
Which ones are best for a novice?
Sit on.
Sit on.
Because it's wider and just more stable.
Okay.
Also, you don't have to, if you did capsize,
you just
fall
right
in the water and
just
jump back in.
Instead of digging yourself out. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Where are these launches? And then how can we do that? I think that would be a fun thing to do.
I do too.
Big time fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we have Lily Lake, of course.
Yeah.
Wrightstown at Miller Park, Haysacre Park in Little Chute, and then the Duck Creek Quarry.
I remember when I was doing one of my outdoor shows with Brian Noble and some other guys, we would always go to Lily Lake to shoot our ins and outs, as we call it, because you could stand this way and you have a beautiful setting, and you move over here 6 feet and it looks like an entirely different place with the setting, with the way the sun was hitting off the water. That is an untapped resource if people don't know about Lily Lake. And you can fish too. You can fish off the docks there. Right?
Yeah.
You can still fish, right?
There's been over tens of thousands of fish that have been stocked in that lake.
Yeah.
It's 41-acre lake, non-motorized, perfect for kayaking.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why we partnered with Kayak Wisconsin. One, it's a local business, and the kayaks are top-notch. They're not right. cheap kayaks. They're good kayaks. So Kayak Wisconsin checked all the boxes for Brown County, and, you know, we're happy to partner. And we've seen – you go out there on a weekend, and all the kayaks are rented. Yeah. It is popular.
I was just going to ask about people who maybe are semi-retired or retired, like what's a good day? Because I would imagine weekends are probably pretty busy. So Tuesdays, Wednesdays a little quieter? Or
yeah, the weekdays are definitely quiet. And then you get free time. So if someone makes a reservation for 10 a.m. and no one's before them, we just say go early if you want to for free.
Oh, nice.
Outstanding. I got to switch gears for one quick second before Matt, I just think parks going to be open early for the draft.
That they are.
Okay.
And we'd had Matt on.
Yeah.
And he's going to be coming back on this Lean Local when we do our first Sundays. It's all about the economics. It's really not about, I don't even know who's getting drafted. I don't even know how many people get drafted. But there's just a lot of cool things. You guys are doing some things right. There's this home rentals. There's tons of jobs for people to make a little side hustle those 8, 9, 10 days. So, yeah, I guess a little too early for kayaking, huh, April?
I mean, it can be done.
Not for me.
Yeah, no.
Not for me, it's not.
On this kayaking, do you give lessons? Or are people okay going out if they haven't kayaked?
I do recommend that they go with someone who has kayaked before. It's always a good idea to
have
a buddy.
In a two-person kayak? Or do you mean just
either
another?
Way.
Okay, but so, they do make two-person kayaks, right?
Yes, all of our sites have two tandem kayaks, we call them.
Okay.
So go out with someone that knows what they're doing.
Will the experienced person be in front or the back?
Back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
so, if we go, I'll be in back.
You got a front seat,
if we go out, I'll be in back.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You might want me to come with.
Or that, too.
that will work out. Are you looking at adding more sites or more kayaks? Or what are you hearing from the customers? Has this been a year or two, or how long has this been going on?
This is the fourth year, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what are you hearing?
Really good things. People have been very kind to us. I should knock on some wood, but we haven't been canceled yet. But we are actually talking to the city of De Pere and then the villages of Bellevue and Alloway all might add next year. So that would be
awesome.
Excellent to have more locations.
Give us some just etiquette if you're going out kayaking.
Sure. You should stay close to the shoreline.
Right.
You should definitely watch for motorboats. And Lily Lake, you don't have to worry about that as much.
Right.
Same thing with the quarry. But just be cognizant of, you are smaller than the boats. And
bright colors, just so people can see a little bit, even
right. Though. And it is, they're Bluetooth locks, which are pretty common in this day and age. But there are a lot of people that are less comfortable with it. So help your neighbors. So if you're there on a busy weekend and you see that someone's there, say, you know, that I don't know what I'm doing, just ask them.
We all talked about that this morning. That's one of the nightmares we had for so many years when we were young kids. And you take, you know, fight ed class for the first time with a real fight, and you had to get the locks right for your thing, and you couldn't get it right, and you start sweating, and your coach is yelling at you, and the whole thing. Got a text here. Can you bring your pampered dog kayaking?
I get a lot of pictures with dogs on the kayaks. And
so it's fine.
So it's fine. Adorable, it's a companion, actually.
Thank you. There, I think that was directed at me.
Oh, everyone!
I know.
Everyone, pets and people need to wear a life jacket, not just on the
boat. Don't even get it started. Take a look at the picture when you go outside the door. It's the only picture you'll ever see of a dog wearing a life jacket. It's his dog.
He's learning how to swim. He's taking lessons.
Well, I only see pictures of dogs with life jackets.
Okay, so see? All right. Now, I'll tell him that.
Is awesome. A way to get out and really, like you even said, though, Jim, there's something, when I've done fishing stories up and down the river in different areas like that, it is a completely different perspective of your town that you never see.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool.
And quite a growing industry.
Absolutely, yeah. Kayaking has, during COVID, obviously you couldn't find a piece of recreation equipment anywhere. But kayaking is a growing trend, continues to grow. We see the five-year state comprehensive outdoor recreation plans. We see our local plans. That's why we made the investment in the partnership. And it's a good deal. You know, we get a little bit of cut. So it's a win-win for everybody, whether you're a user or in the park world.
I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, that is so great that we're doing that. And you know, like you said, we're surrounded by water. We should embrace the water.
100%.
And we're doing a better job with sailing and some other things, but we have a long ways to go to really get, especially the youth, to understand how blessed we are to have, you know, be surrounded with all this water.
Outstanding.
Yeah. And clean water.
Sherry Amat, Kayak Wisconsin, Brown County Director of Parks. Thanks for being here. This is always fun.
Thank you.
This
Thanks,
is good
guys.
Stuff.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm going to see you down there. I got to figure out that Bluetooth, though. All right.
I'll help you.
Quick break back at this.
Like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a trap. It sings, it's the son of a gun of a chorus.
Yep. Hey, welcome back. That was fun.
That, you know, and just, you know, we talk about living here, and we live here, and we're a local show. There's so much to do here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really,
you know what? I go up to the UP all the time to do my stuff. I don't know why I don't do more stuff around here.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, I have to tell you, I was interviewing somebody for a position with our stations, and I said, how do you like Green Bay? Because he moved here from Illinois. And he said, you know, everybody told me there's nothing to do in Northeast Wisconsin, but he goes, all you got to do is open your eyes and talk to a few people. And he said, you will never be bored in Northeast
Absolutely.
Wisconsin.
There's
Absolutely.
There's stuff to do. I mean, and even on Fridays, we talk about all the stuff that's going on every weekend and during the week. And I think there's a lot of people that may not know that you can just go to Lily Lake and rent the kayak.
Yeah.
And that's a cool thing to do. Because they said that's not motorized. So
it's probably 20 minutes from where we're sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Off that way.
Yeah.
But a beautiful little lake. And again, a lot of fish in there. It's great to take young kids fishing out there and the whole thing. So very cool stuff.
Yeah. Today was a cool day for Green Bay. I mean, we talked about the Celebrate Recovery. I think that's pretty cool. We had an entrepreneur on. I think that's pretty cool. High school football, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, there's just stuff to
covered
do.
Covered all the gamuts.
And there's good things going on here. We got our problems. We've talked about that. We've got our struggles. But, you know, we're winning the game.
So, once again, though, we got to do this now. We got to stick to these people. What's the name of it again? Leaf viewing? No.
Leafing. It's just called leafing.
Okay.
I think that's what we call it here, right? Leafing.
Yeah, that's what it's called. And what I'll do is we'll put a post on Facebook and we'll get some reporters.
And get pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they can, what would be really cool, right? If we can get pictures that day, and then Brittany can tell us, because, you know, they know trends, right? I mean, it's going to be, it's good now. It's going to be great on Saturday or next week. But maybe we'll have to do a little on-site reporting too. I mean, I enjoy that. And then you find a good
Jim, and call in from the woods.
Yeah.
A little small little restaurant, you know.
A little tent out there in the woods.
I'm
not sure it's a tenter.
You know, that won't happen.
That's the point.
Although, have you seen some of those tents now?
Oh,
you literally
man.
Push a button and the whole thing, it's all done.
Yeah.
And then another one I see now, they have them on legs. where you're not sleeping on the ground at all. I think that's a really great idea.
That was a pretty good idea.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have to carry the I mean, I don't camp. I'm not a camper, to be honest with you. But it just seems like a lot of work.
I don't get it. But, you know, people love it. So
I know.
God bless them. Yep. I like the water. I like the scenery.
There's nothing like just tuning out to everything.
I agree.
I just love that so much.
I know. I'm with you on that.
I can do that in my living room.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
because you got the TV.
I don't have a TV.
You got the phone and you've got all that stuff. I mean, this true. You're sitting out there, you're watching a campfire. You're listening to the water.
Have you seen about that new mosquito thing, though, that's being advertised? It's on the internet, so I don't know. Some guy in Texas invented something that kills like 20,000 mosquitoes a night around your area.
I don't know. I just saw the mosquito that's killing people up in Maine.
Yeah. Is that like the Nile virus?
And yeah, that's coming. West Nile? Didn't we have that in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Western reports. Part of the state, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brittany's been reporting on that.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah.
We're at Neshoto the other night, and the I think I mentioned this, the dragonflies were going insane. I've never seen so many dragonflies.
And they bite, don't they?
No. They just bite mosquitoes, but something hatched. And the seagulls were going crazy as well. It was that super hot day. So something must have been dormant and just all of a sudden hatch. You've never seen, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dragonflies going insane flying around.
Yeah, I don't see that validates what I said. I can be, Todd's right about the phone. I can shut my phone off. So, but I can be in my living room. And I actually absolutely love that with just a newspaper and it's quiet and fires going, you know, and then not in the summer, in the winter, fires going, and that is solace to me. That is just like,
And that's fine, yeah.
But then people, you're like, oh no, you got to go camping. And every time somebody talks about camping, they always throw in either a snake or a mosquito or a rain or some loud neighbor. So I don't know. But anyway, people who camp, God bless them. My oldest daughter loves camping. Her and Robbie do that all the time in Tennessee. But man, that's great.
Campgrounds.
Well, it's free there. Here, their state parks are all free.
So see, the last time I camped was me and three or four buddies went on a fishing trip up off the Pine River, northern Wisconsin. And we roughed it camped. It wasn't a campground. It was close to, and that I really like because there was nobody else anywhere around. I don't like, if I'm going to camp, I want total solitude.
You don't like some guy next door.
Exactly.
Right,
playing their radio loud or whatever. I want it deep woods camping.
I hear that. Yeah, because some of those campsites, when you go, even when you drive, they're pretty close.
That's what I mean. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I too would want to buy an island.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that where you're totally in the woods.
But
I love that.
Funny how, if you look at why you do this, why you do that, and if you ask people the biggest why, it's kind of like, I want to get away.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like really for people. And yet, you know, I agree. And I think camping can do that. But I'm telling you that leafing thing, we're gonna get into that this
okay,
fall.
Okay, so geographically we got
to go up to Marinette.
We got in Marinette.
We got Sean.
Sean right? And Marinette. We got
Brittany up in mid
Wausau-ish.
Yep.
Okay.
We should probably do a little bit Manitowoc, right? Or is that too close?
No, I we think should. We should.
Okay. Yeah. That would be cool to get, you know, Justin or someone down.
We got Madison.
Madison, we got
yep, Michael can take care of that for us.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. All right, and then I'll get somebody for the UP.
And people are going to tune in. And then we'll also...
Absolutely, I'm Todd serious about this. Because there's Facebook posts. You'll see people asking, where were you? Is it, you know...
Right.
Because you have to time it. I mean, it could be a few days difference between spectacular and missed
over.
It. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's going to be fun. And then maybe if you're up in wherever, where it's peak, maybe we can give a shout out to a couple of those good entrepreneurial restaurants too.
Sure.
I mean, there's some cool stuff up in your neck of the woods, and Two Rivers has a ton of them. So.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. Wausau.
All right.
Anyway, that's going to be fun. That's going to be another service brought to you by Mind on the Mayor.
There you go.
WGBW Civic Media.
See, while Jim's sitting in his living room, he's showing you the beautiful parts of the state for leafing.
We'll do that. I will do that.
Yeah.
I will do that.
We talk to people who are like, what's Mino and the Mayor about? Well, it's leafing and linens. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much, that's what you get with us.
Yeah. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Once again, winding it down here on a fun Thursday. The weather looks phenomenal for the weekend. Oh, by the way, I told my brother I was going to get up to the camp tomorrow. It's about a half hour drive.
Oh.
And check the travel. I was going to leave here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'd be there around 6. 2 to 6, extremely heavy traffic predicted in 41 North.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to sneak out early, or not early from the show, but like almost like right after the show.
Absolutely. And go get up ahead there.
That's what I would do. Yeah. Get out of town.
Get ahead of it. Pack a car tonight. Well, Chris, you don't have a car, but if you had a car, I would pack it tonight. And
maybe you don't have a car. I got a car.
What'd you get?
The Kia. Julie's Kia.
What did Julie
remember?
Get?
A Jetta.
Oh, that's a good car.
Volkswagen Jetta.
Well, that,
those are sharp.
That's
Volkswagen.
Those are sharp.
You didn't tell me that.
I got it. Todd, how often do you put oil in yours, though? Your Kia.
Oh, you got to check it all the time.
Like all, like every couple of days, huh?
Be careful.
Yeah. Serious. Is that the truth, Todd?
Every couple miles down the road.
Oh, yeah, my God. Pull over
good
and check.
Investment. So yeah, no right problems coming there.
All right. All right. Hey, thanks for being with us, folks. We're going to have a fun day tomorrow. And if you're watching, want to watch football tonight, Teddy Stefaniak and I will be taking part in the Bayport hosting Kimberly Papermakers game kickoff at 7 on My 32. Thanks for being here. See ya.